They're really smart. They're fast. They run to the ball. They know how to mix it up. They're good at pressuring the quarterback. They get after it with the front seven, and they're really solid on the back end. They really don't make many mistakes. They keep it in front. And like I said, they rally to the ball really quick. So you rarely see any blown coverages or things of that nature. And they get off the ball really, really well. And they're good on third down. So that's just areas we need to get better in.
Mitch Dowell was telling us about how you guys saw 40 snaps of the Ravens playing some too deep that you were not expecting. When you first saw that they were going to do that a lot, what was kind of going through your mind in terms of how to adapt?
Yeah, on film we really didn't see any of that at all, so it was really surprising for them to come out in that too high shell. And our plan was just to run them out of it. And they were trying to box everything in with the keeper game and the outside zone, and we got to the inside zone really quick, and we were just able to be effective that way. And we're going to do whatever it takes to win the game, and if it's running inside zone until they want to get out of their defense or stop it, that's what we got to do. So we just made an adjustment when they showed something that we haven't seen before or were expecting, and everyone did a great job of just getting the adjustment and making it work.
Mitch, when you can throw like you do, and you can as you're growing up even, is that a learned thing to accept just whatever way it takes to win? Is your natural inclination to always want to throw the ball, and then you kind of learn that just whatever it takes, how do you come to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a quarterback, you want to be throwing the ball, but as a competitor and a leader of this team, you're going to do whatever it takes to win. And if it's running the ball, if it's passing the ball, whatever it is, that's what we're going to do. So I didn't feel any type of way at all about how many times we ran it, how many times we passed it. Just excited to come away with the win and how we stuck together and came away with that win. So it was awesome to see.
In North Carolina, did you hand the ball off 50 times over 3 games?
No, I don't think so. So, I mean, I think that just speaks a lot about the type of guys we have up front and the running backs we have here. And if the defense plays that type of coverage and they give us that front, that we got to run the ball until they get out of it. And it just says a lot about the guys up front that they could carry the load, the running backs could carry the load and really carry this team to run the ball that many times and stay being effective at it and have that type of average running. So it was awesome.
For Jordan Howard to have the fitness to, run 36 times and number 33 was the big long one. What do you see in him? What impresses you about him just carrying the load down?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. He carries the load. He gets better each week. You see him get stronger. And, I mean, you got to have crazy endurance to be able to take those hits. His run after contact, his break tackle, and his vision are a lot of his strengths. And he just continues to rely on the O-line, moving guys outside, inside zone, and patient on blocks. And him and Tariq are doing a great job, and we're just going to have to continue to keep teams off balance and be effective in the run game, because that's what we're good at. That's what we need to do.
In terms of your blitz recognition, you face two defenses that have done some somewhat exotic things. Where do you feel like you've grown in these last two games against them?
I feel like I've grown a lot. I mean, I'm able to see it. I'm able to see it coming, but it takes a whole unit to be able to be on the same page and pick it up, and I got nowhere where to go with the ball while we got to know how to pick it up front. And that's just communication, repetition, and seeing the looks. And like I said, the Ravens brought different looks than what we have expected and what they've shown in the earlier season. So it's just in-game adjustments, being flexible on the run, and like I said, communication between me, the O-line, and the receivers, get on the same page, get the ball out so we could stay protected and continue to move the ball in the field while protecting football.
Peppers specifically, what is jumping out to you about the way he's producing and the role that they've got him in?
Yeah, he's playing really well. I don't know what year it is for him, but he's still playing like he still looks like he's in his prime, coming off the ball, making plays, getting after quarterback. Had a sack fumble last game, I believe. And so definitely someone you got to account for, but they have a lot of players like that that jump off the screen and really make plays for them. So for us, it's going to come down to execution. Really studying these guys a lot and just going in there and doing our jobs and converting on third down, continue to run the ball strong, and then just try to keep them guessing with the pass game and play action and stuff like that.
Did you ever run across Evan Vittario, football family at all? I
know he went to North Carolina as well, and so we just rep the Tar Heels, but I haven't been able to meet him in person, so I'm looking forward to saying hi to him at the game and talking a little bit.
Your
six throwaways. I know they all come in different situations, but can you take us through like your thought process and maybe your internal clock and like when to get rid of the ball and when not to try to make a play?
Yeah, for sure. Just part of the learning process, whether it's in the pocket and I'm going to have to move or if it's on those nakeds. And it might not seem like an effective play, but sometimes the right decision is to throw the ball away. It keeps the defensive ends honest on the keeper game, and that's what opens up the run game. And just it's just being smart with the football, and sometimes the best play is a throwaway. So it's just coming down to me learning, continue to stay aggressive, wanting to get a completion every time, but being smart and knowing when I need to throw the ball away and live the play another down. So
is that easy for you to accept that? I know you called yourself a gunslinger early on, but when you get to that point, you know the play's not there. Is that no-brainer?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it just comes down to what's doing best for the team. So you can't get selfish wanting to force in every pass. That just doesn't make sense. So just me trying to play smarter and put my team in the best position to be successful each drive and come out winning games. And the throwaways are important.
Mitch, on the overtime completion to Kendall, what gives you sort of the mental green light and the confidence to make that throw where you know you're not going to be set, where you are making sort of a leaping throw with a funny arm angle and taking a little bit of chance there?
Yeah, so we're kind of in a situation where it's not like so Dal was telling me on the headset we're not necessarily in field goal position, so he's like, be aggressive here, 3rd and 11, I think it was, whatever it was. So he's like, we need to make a play here. So I kind of know then that I could be a little bit more aggressive instead of like, be careful, necessarily throw away. We already have a field goal. We need to get a field goal. So I was trying to put my team in that position and just moving in the pocket, trying to keep my eyes downfield. And number 13, he's gonna be one of those go-to receivers that you want to rely on. Just his experience, just him being ball savvy and wanting it. I know I could rely on him. So I was just stepping up, trying to make a play. And those kind of things just come natural, and I just gave him a chance, and he made a heck of a catch. So fortunately, we were able to convert and give Connor a great opportunity to kick the game winner.
A couple more knack for those funny body throws where, you know, when you're coming up through the ranks, learning to make some of those throws. Where it's
not, how do you do it, or yeah, how do you learn how to do it?
How do you personally develop that knack for making those?
Just try to make a play, yeah. Just doing it, just reacting, just natural instincts. Trying to practice awkward throws at practice. Yeah, I don't know exactly, but just that's – I didn't even know how I made the throw until I watched it. So, like, it seemed like it was normal when I was out there on the field, but I went and watched and I was like, yeah, that's not exactly how you want to drop back and throw the ball. But I had to make a play and kind of made a great catch, and everyone else did their job as well. So it was sweet.
From a quarterback's perspective, how would you assess Tariq's touchdown pass?
Dang, you guys can't get enough of this. I talked about it after the game. Dal was saying it was the best pass of the game, too, earlier. I'm like, all right, jeez. Just let him play quarterback then. So, but, yeah, it was awesome. It was Tariq made a throw like that earlier in, I think, training camp or something. And so that it wasn't surprising at all. So I was asking for the play. We were getting down there, and they're in that too high shell. So the only a good way to get him out of it is to run the ball and then – and then a little trickeration, so a little toss play. He threw a dime ball. I love how he was fading away on it and then celebrating on the 50-yard line. And Zach made a great catch. But, yeah, A-plus, really impressive spiral, especially with the gloves on. So can't count any of that out. But, yeah, Tariq's a special player, and it was an awesome throw.
You've been with him since, you know, rookie minicamp and the draft and everything. Are you surprised that he's been able to take on so many different tasks within the offense so far?
Not at all. He is a very special and versatile player, and I think a lot of it comes just from the type of person he is, his personality, and how he's just confident within himself. He's able to take on that load, and I think just like coming from college, they depended on him a lot to do a whole different types of things. So him coming here, we're just trying to get him ways as many ways as possible and just make plays and keep the defense honest with a halfback toss pass. So we just need to do those types of things with everyone else. Just if everyone just takes more responsibility, it'll make it easier on everyone else, and then we'll be able to get better as a team.
Thanks, guys.